Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Let's go.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And you're listening to the best
Rich Eisen.
Hey man, the Lions have lost both coordinators and their defensive line coach in the span of 24 hours.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Grit.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You know, is Ben Johnson going to go knock on the door of some of his former colleagues in Detroit? Is Aaron Glenn going to do something like that?
Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Cowher. Pro Football Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware. Plus, latest news and more. And now... It's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live on the Roku Sports Channel. We're live on the Infinity Sports Network with 120 radio affiliates run by people smart enough to say, I want the Rich Eisen Show live for my listeners and P1s out there. We appreciate everybody who's listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 375 as well. We're streaming us into their ear gate on the Odyssey app as well. Appreciative of anyone who calls us at 844-204-RICH, number dial. And I'll tell you that if you get through. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program.
What are you going to actually say? Like someone
I'm appreciative of you calling in.
Okay, great.
I'll say that every time.
All right, lovely. So let's go, everybody. Call right now. Light them up.
I'll say that every time to the point where I might get almost as annoying as Stu Virginia.
What is it?
Oh, God. It's very rarely do I want football seasons to end.
What does the Tide guy say? What does he say?
High tide!
High tide!
High tide!
What are you guys doing?
I shouldn't say that. At any rate, good to see you, Chris Brockman.
What's up, man?
Good to see you, DJ Mikey D.
Good morning,
and
Rich.
D's Nuts. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. Candle is lit.
It's good to be seen.
You know what, guys? It's kind of crazy how unpredictable this National Football League world we live in. Truly is. It's kind of crazy that the Kansas City Chiefs become the first ever repeat champion to come up with 15 regular season wins in their three-peat campaign. They are the first team since TJ Jefferson's Dallas Cowboys.
All those years
to
ago.
Make the championship game in their back-to-back winning seasons. Chris's Patriots did not in the first two Super Bowls NFL Network ever covered, and this
Bums.
Is my 22nd season.
Bums, Chris.
Denver Broncos did not. And it's kind of wild that the Denver Broncos are the ones who prevented the Patriots from making the AFC Championship game. The year that they went for a three-peat, the Broncos didn't make it because Elway said, I'm retiring. I'm going to play golf. And here we are. And it's not just any Chiefs team. Andy Reid with his 300th career win, including the postseason, in making a seventh straight AFC championship game with the greatest winner we have in team sports in North America and maybe around the world right now. I'm saying that even though I know the football audience might say, wait a minute, there's a bigger winner than Patrick Mahomes. Even though Travis Kelce is surpassing Jerry friggin' Rice in so many different postseason categories of note. In many respects, he definitely is the clubhouse leader and the world's most famous boyfriend as well. And it's amazing that the number one most fascinating figure entering conference championship weekend is none of the above.
Right? Good call on that.
None of the above. It is Jaden Daniels, without question, the most fascinating figure in these playoffs remaining because of who he is and what he is and the makeup of all of the above there. It is amazing what he has already accomplished and what he has right in front of him to accomplish on Sunday for the Washington Commanders. I have in my hands a, let me get this right here, a 21-page research packet on the NFC Championship game alone.
Nice.
There are 4 pages on Jaden Daniels alone of stats and what he has done and what he can do. We all know the whole idea of first rookie making the Super Bowl. We know also that he is, without question, just with the eye test, the most dynamic and winning and superior rookie quarterback ever. And the amazing thing about all that is he's got more room to separate himself. He's the first Washington quarterback to win multiple road playoff games in a single postseason already. Just that's it.
Like ever?
Ever. Washington as a team has never won multiple road playoff games in a single postseason. Daniels could become the 6th quarterback with 3 road wins in a single postseason since 1950. Daniels has the best rookie passer rating in 10 road games in 2024 in the history of the NFL. He can become the first rookie quarterback to win 8 or more road games, including the playoffs, ever. Yeah, hello. You also have Daniels with a passer touchdown interception ratio 4-0, 116.2 passer rating in the postseason in 2024. That's the best by a rookie quarterback in the postseason in NFL history. Daniels has a 110 or better passer rating in both playoff games in 2024, and he's the first rookie quarterback with such a passer rating in multiple playoff games ever. 654 offensive yards in this postseason. If he gets 45 passing offensive yards at all, he would surpass Russell Wilson in that regard. I could go on and on, but don't let me go on.
I kind of want you to.
Oh, okay, sure. You want me to?
Yes, this is
all
awesome.
Right, all right, all right.
I love this, dude.
Here we go. Here's the rookie quarterback records he has in sight. He could be the first to win a conference championship game, the first to win 3 road games in a playoffs, the first to defeat a number one total defense on the road in the playoffs. He just became the first to defeat a number one total offense in the playoffs, period, home or away. The first to defeat a divisional opponent on the road in the playoffs. The first quarterback, most quarterback wins in a rookie season, including playoffs. Most offensive touchdowns in a rookie season, including playoffs. He needs 2. He needs 6 passing yards to have the most passing yards in a rookie postseason and 1 touchdown to have the most passing touchdowns in a rookie postseason.
Is that good?
That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And oh, by the way, what the Commanders used to be, a.k.a. football team, a.k.a. Redskins, a.k.a. Dan Snyder's plaything that he would just basically, with the exception of some occasional bursts of competence and excitement.
That's a good fantasy name.
He basically just destroyed and sucked the life out of the fan base and the area and the interest of the business folk in the area to do business with him. And in 2 years after he leaves, look at what's happening right now. So don't take my word for it. Let's just go around the soundbite dial here. Here's his head coach, Dan Quinn, who right now on the verge of making a Super Bowl would have an opportunity to take the Commanders to the Super Bowl in a coaching career everybody thought was dead and buried after he got fired by a team that he had up 28-3 in a Super Bowl. And this is what he had to say about Jaden Daniels' smile on his face, even after taking hits that he knows he shouldn't take.
He is an elite competitor. He really is. It's one of the things I admire most about him, that he just doesn't back down from the moments. I'd like to see less smiling in that instance and more in some of the others. But one thing that he does do, if you watch him in the game, he can stay in it a really long time. He does not do this. And some of the times you see him excited or maybe just smiling at the end when we're going to victory formation, because like on the sideline, like, you know, he is the Terminator. Like, there's not a lot of stuff that's going to go on externally. He can really stay in it.
Great description. I turned to Susie the other day watching the game. I'm like, you know what he looks like to me? Where he's great right out of the box, and he's unflappable, and it doesn't seem like he sweats, and he makes plays that just go, whoa. I use this analogy frequently for athletes like this. Roger Federer doesn't sweat. I covered the U.S. Open many, many years. I don't think I ever saw Roger Federer sweat once.
No.
Where does he get it from? He was asked that in his press conference for championship weekend on Wednesday.
EQ, we talked to him today, said when he sees you on the sideline, you're like the Terminator, just dialed in. Why is the moment, do you think, never too big for you?
I just think for me, football is just it's fun, and like I said, it's like a safe haven for me. Everything I've been through personally in my life, so you know, I'm not really going out there and stressing about the moment, because at the end of the day, I get to do what I love each and every week. You know, win, lose, or draw. So it's just a blessing to be one of those kids that are able to fulfill their dream and live out their dream of playing on Sundays in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. And the Commanders follow him. They've averaged the most points per game by any team in NFL history that had a rookie as its leading passer. They were a bottom 10 scoring offense in all six seasons from 2018 to 2023. And right now they're averaging 28.5 points a game. Don't take their word for it either. Vic Fangio, who I can attest, throws around compliments like manhole covers. He's the defensive coordinator charged with trying to beat Jaden Daniels, by the way, for a second time, as Jaden Daniels is the only guy, because Vic Fangio got five takeaways against Jaden Daniels in the Commanders' win over Philadelphia, because Jaden Daniels kept on being like this instead of the roller coaster. Think about it. A rookie gave away, was part of an offense that gave away the ball five times. And he's like, okay, I'll just fire one in the end zone at the end of the game and win it anyway. And that serves at present the only loss the Eagles have suffered since their week five bye. Otherwise, we'd be talking about a team on a 14 game win streak going into this NFC championship game. Uh-huh. This is what Vic Fangio had to say about Jaden Daniels.
He's a young quarterback by birth certificate, not by the tape. you know, the guy's playing extremely well. You could tell how much they think he's playing, you know, so good by the volume of their offense, the things they trust him to do. And he's come through for them in a big way. Yeah, it's tough to him.
Now, again, I know Eagles fans are like, yeah, Hurts got hurt early in that game. Fine, we'll throw that out if you want to. Whatever. What Jaden Daniels done since then, and the fact that he said he could see on tape what this team is handing him, what they're putting on his plate, is exactly the point I've been making for a few days here, is that the greatest rookie quarterback I've ever seen in covering the NFL 24/7, 365 with NFL Network, first full season we ever covered, because we came on in the middle of 2003, was 2004. And the Pittsburgh Steelers in week two saw Tommy Maddox go down due to injury against the Ravens in week two.
Touchdown, Tommy.
And in comes the 12th overall selection out of Miami of Ohio, Ben Roethlisberger, threw a couple touchdowns in the loss. Then the Steelers did not lose. Did not lose until the AFC Championship game. And as a matter of fact, the 14 wins that Ben Roethlisberger came up with was a record for a rookie to this very year, until he got company with Jaden Daniels tying him. And Jaden Daniels, with a win on Sunday, would surpass him for the most rookie season wins, including the playoffs. Roethlisberger, during that time, of all those wins, had over 25 attempts in a game once. That's it. The rest of the time, it was, hey, Ben, hands on 10 and 2.
You see 36 back there? Just hand him the ball.
Or do you see Dick LeBeau's defense? Okay. Don't screw it up. As a matter of fact, the loss to the Ravens was capped off by a pick six. You could see the – I looked at the video of it today. I listened to the Chris Berman NFL primetime highlights. Yeah. By the way, Deion was in that game.
Oh, right, wearing number 37.
Correct. He got hurt, and he didn't finish for the Ravens. But long story short, you could see he wasn't on the same page as the receivers. I mean, but what I'm mentioning to you is, like, just don't screw it up. I mean, Ben, in his 3 win over Philadelphia, he was 11 of 18, 10 of 16 in a win over Cleveland, 9 of 20 in a win over Washington. The time he had 25 on the head, it was 21 of 25 at Dallas. I mean, his passer rating was through the roof on occasion. He was up and down, even with winning all those games. Not Jaden Daniels, gents. Not at all. They put everything on his plate. And just, again, don't take anyone else's word for it. How about the GOAT himself on his Let's Go podcast? Did I have to say it?
Let's go!
This says it all, man. Again, like I said, Tom Brady wants to talk about the makeup of a quarterback that's ahead of his time. Who would know about that? Anybody? Oh, yeah. Tom Brady. This is what he had to say about Jaden Daniels.
How do we really evaluate confidence? How do we evaluate poise? Because some people have it. The moments aren't too big for them. They look at the challenge and they think about, man, this is going to be amazing when we go out and beat these guys. And other guys look at the challenge and go, oh man, I really don't want to mess up. And I think that fear of failure instilled in a lot of people in early points of their life keeps them from the ultimate confidence that they have in themselves, which allows them to grow to their maximum potential. So even though Jaden Daniels is just a rookie, he has that poise and confidence. Imagine, I guess, another correlation would be, look at a young Tiger Woods. He never had proven on the big stage that he was ready for those big moments in the Masters in 97. But he had proved that to himself and all those junior amateurs that he won, that he didn't care who he was playing. It was him versus him. And when you're a great competitor, you don't care your age. You don't care where you're going. You just care about your inner belief in yourself. He has that. And that's something that is very difficult to teach. I see it in coaches. I see it in players. I see it in other great sports figures. You believe you're the Magic, and I think that's where the magic comes from.
Love it. First to lead the team in rushing yards in a regular season and make the playoffs. First to throw two or more passing touchdowns in a road playoff win. First to lead a team in passing and rushing yards in a playoff win. First to defeat a number one scoring offense in the playoffs. First to defeat multiple top five scoring offense in the playoffs. First to defeat multiple number ones over drafted overall drafted quarterbacks in the playoffs. First to have 300 or more offensive yards in multiple playoff games. First to have 100 better passer rating in multiple playoff games. First to win multiple playoff games without a top three scoring defense. Highest passer rating in road games, including playoffs, most offensive yards in rookie season, including playoffs, all Super Bowl era records. Most fascinating figure in the NFL playoffs is a kid who, at this point last year, we were all wondering, is he even going to be considered in the area code of the second overall pick? Jaden Daniels. And perfect timing, as I mentioned, Roethlisberger and what was expected of him and what was put on his plate of in front of him as a rookie quarterback. The man who is in charge of all that is joining us in hour number two. His name is Bill Cowher. And he and the rest of the NFL today will be in Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. And it's Mahomes versus Allen. For the fourth time, it's this generation's Brady versus Peyton Manning, and we're talking Jaden Daniels. That's no joke.
Special.
DeMarcus Ware will join us, his NFL icon show on MGM Plus, which you could stream on the MGM app or see right here on the Roku portal. I'm also the narrator of that awesome show. Please watch it. He's going to join us in hour three. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I've got my power rankings a day late of the difference makers of the championship weekend. You can kind of guess who might be at the top of the list. I might have had a tell right there. Before we go to break, life insurance, you know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it, or it's too complicated, or you don't want to deal with medical exams. That's all changed with Ethos. Just go online, answer a few simple health questions, and in as little as 10 minutes, you could get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back with all of that and an eye on the coaching carousel as well here on this busy Thursday. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah. Checking first is smart, so check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I don't think I overstated it, right? Did I overstate it?
No. Absolutely not.
That's why when we started the show yesterday, we never checked on the poll results, actually. Why don't you do that?
I was actually going to bring
that up.
Because
you got so caught up in, Aaron Glenn being named as the new HC and Ben Johnson introduced as the Bears HC and all of our guests that we never really checked back in on the poll question results of which Super Bowl matchup would you most want to see? And I said, my 13-year-old Cooper said he wanted to see Bills Commanders, and you said he was speaking for America,
Yep.
And what do you got for me?
Yeah, over 3,000 votes. Thank you, everyone who chimed in. Which Super Bowl matchup do you want to see most? Chiefs-Eagles, 7%. Chiefs-Commanders, 14%. Bills-Eagles, 20%. And as I stated, Cooper Eisen speaks for America. Bills-Commanders, 59%.
No kidding. Yeah. Get rid of the Chiefs because everyone has fatigue for them. And with all due respect to Fly Eagles Fly, seeing a rookie in the Super Bowl in the city right near his former place of campusing.
Yeah, so quick math.
Bring the Commanders
there. 79% rooting for the Bills. And 72% rooting for the Commanders?
Hey, I know there's Chiefs fatigue, but seeing a three-peat attempt in the Super Bowl, we've never seen that before. And seeing a three-peat attempt in the Super Bowl against a rookie, which we've never seen in the Super Bowl before, adds a new wrinkle. And of all the people that could potentially hand Mahomes the loss in the Super Bowl like this, is this kid? Holy crap. I know I need to say it a little bit more artfully than holy crap, but I think it speaks. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, part of the Roku Channel sports stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. The desk's furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just simply stop by. I don't think I overstated it, gents. I mean, I understand there's Eagles fans everywhere. We certainly saw it here. And the Eagles, by the way, have an opportunity. Let me get this correct. The Eagles have an opportunity to win the most number of games they've ever won in a regular season, in a season, including the postseason. So they're on target for their most successful season ever. And if it wasn't for Jaden Daniels, they wouldn't have lost a game since their bye week. Their only home loss is this year?
The Falcons.
That's correct. Week 2. Yeah.
Only because Saquon dropped the ball.
Because Saquon had the ball hit him in the hands. Yeah. One of the few mistakes. Isn't that amazing how great Saquon's season is, that his glaring mistakes just leap out backwards at you?
I mean, I think if you look at the Eagles top to bottom, don't they have the best roster of the four teams remaining? Most talent?
You could make that case. That kid, Nolan Smith, is balling out. Remember, he was supposed to be an undersized pass rusher?
Yeah.
All the Georgia Bulldogs, man. And N'Kobe Dean was
balling.
Was balling out, too.
Hurt his knee, yeah. But, I mean, Jalen Carter, obviously, if we redo that draft, he should go number one, right?
The Eagles are going to be the sixth team over the last 40 seasons to play an NFC championship game against the last team to beat them in the regular season.
Oh, interesting stat. What are the others?
Four of the previous five such teams lost in the NFC Championship game. The last team to do it, the Rams, played the Niners and vanquished them. Mm. Everyone else lost. Packers and 49ers, The Bears lost to the Packers for the last game of the season, and then they lost to them in 2010.
Right.
Rams and 49ers in 89, and in 87, the Vikings lost to Washington. So those are the previous instances. The Eagles can basically say, guess what? We didn't have Hurts that day, and Saquon's going to run it down your throat, and Jalen Carter is going to come put the pressure right where Jaden Daniels, and doesn't matter how good anyone is, no one wants pressure right up the middle. Absolutely nobody wants pressure right up the middle.
Nope.
So 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. So I've got my top 10 here, which means it's a power rankings list of championship game difference makers. Go ahead and hit it.
This is my
power rankings. All right, here we go. Mike Del Tufo. These are the power rankings from championship game difference makers. Number 10 on the list. I'm going to start with the Washington Commanders, and I'm going to start with the first ballot Hall of Famer who's got 2,000 tackles in his career now. And, you know, I was talking about how you got a rookie quarterback who for the first time has vanquished number one ranked offense. And for the first time has vanquished in back-to-back playoff weeks, number one ranked offenses and another one ranked in the top five. So two top five ranked offenses, and helping him do it is Bobby Wagner.
Nice.
Bobby Wagner, man.
I like that.
Is there any doubt that 5 years after he says, I'm done playing, he's going to have a bust in Canton, correct? No doubt.
I think this past year really shown that he's still got a lot left.
Sealed it.
Yeah, yeah. About 2-3 years ago, there were people saying that this man was washed.
Yeah, like, big time.
I was watching film breakdowns of people saying, look, he just doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, Seattle's like, you can move on somewhere else. He goes to the Rams. And then the Commanders and Dan Quinn, who comes from the Pete Carroll school, says, I got you. Look at him. And so he can... Can he help erase Saquon or at least keep him from busting one 60, 70 yards?
I hope so.
No.
No, no.
Yeah, because the thing not. Is, man, probably they not. Haven't been able to stop him at all this year. So yeah,
we shall see.
Just going to have to slow him down as best as they can.
Number 9 in terms of difference makers. I'm going with James Cook here. Personally, as a Michigan Wolverine, I know what he can do in big-time monster games. And for the Bills to win this game, they need to have James cooking, and they need to have him doing the James Cook things, which is get a crease and go. Or if they can somehow, some way keep the Chiefs off the field, that's the way you did things in the day when the Chiefs were a pinball machine on offense on tilt. But it still helps to keep Mahomes cold with that cape on and wondering what's going on and frustrated. James Cook can do that. Number 8 might be a little low in a quarterback-driven league, but I'm putting Jalen Hurts here. I'm putting Jalen Hurts here because he is not even, in my estimation, as you'll soon see, in the top 2 difference makers for the Philadelphia Eagles in this game. Because if Saquon can do his thing and Hurts just doesn't make the mistakes, you could see in some of these wins, and this is not discounting him, I also think he's not healthy.
Yeah.
So I think his biggest move, and you'll find out if he's healthy or not, if they don't do the tush push, then you know what's up. Mm-hmm. And a couple times in the snow, they didn't do the tush push, man. And that's why I kind of think it was crazy in the final throws of that game when they just needed to get one more first down. Instead of handing it to Saquon, they put it in the hands of Hurts, who was clearly defrayed. And he took a big, you know, loss. I just think he can make a difference if he shows up like the Super Bowl Hurts. I just don't know if he will, but he can because he's a quarterback, and I've got to have a quarterback on the list. You'll hear the other 3 shortly. And I don't even think he's the biggest difference-making Jalen on the team.
Oh.
Jalen Carter's number 7 on this list. You know, I mean, I understand Jaden Daniels can escape the pocket. I get it. But making sure that they're one-dimensional. Just let's take Brian Robinson out of the mix, Eckler out of the mix, take them all out of the mix, and make them one-dimensional. And we also saw in the final throws of that game in the snow against the Rams, and the Rams started finally putting first downs together and then a touchdown and then another drive together at the end of the game. And Matthew Stafford is pulling usual Matthew Stafford late game heroics. Jalen Carter showed right up. The offensive line made mistakes. He took advantage, ended the game, essentially. You could take a look. I think, did Orlovsky, who was the one who maybe I saw show that I think, was it Higbee who was going to be wide open on that third down play that Carter blew up? And he could actually have walked right into the end zone, potentially in the snow. Carter blew it up. Wow. Number six on the list. If I'm putting Jalen Carter in the middle of this power rankings list, and I'm putting a defensive tackle on a top 10, then I must put Chris Jones on it because yes. He is the biggest. And he is also the brightest in recent years at this position to show up. Last year in the Super Bowl, overtime, Brock Purdy is on the cusp of scoring. Chris Jones blew it up. Forced a field goal. The rest, as we all know, is history. That's why we're talking three-peat now. So Chris Jones is number six. If he can affect things, as he usually does in the middle of this defensive line, and also provide a pass rush, let Karlaftis go off, somehow, some way, get in the grill of Josh Allen by, say, throwing Deion Dawkins into his path like Chris Jones did in the playoff win in Buffalo last year. Difference maker. Number five, let's get to the top five. Have to put Travis Kelce in the top five. I don't want to hear it anymore about what he did in the regular season. It's the postseason. It's a different time. End of story. End of story. Who's going to mark him? What are the Bills going to do to make sure he doesn't pull his usual I'm wide open when you know I'm getting it open trick? Right? Difference maker. Travis Kelce, number five. Number four, the number one difference maker for the Philadelphia Eagles, Saquon Barkley. Listen, Giants fans, assume the position. honestly, and I don't know if it's gonna mean anything or not on Sunday, but if you watch Saquon Barkley do to the Commanders what he did to the Rams and take the Eagles to the Super Bowl by whatever passing issues this team has, whatever passing problems this team has, he erases them. If he does that to the Commanders and takes the Eagles to the Super Bowl, and it's one of those games where, man, the Commanders had him right where they wanted him until Saquon took him off the griddle, assume the position. Number three on this list, and this is, I think, testament to the ones who are numbers one and two on this list, and this may be the result of the fatigue. I'm putting Patrick Mahomes three. Because it's kind of crazy. We just discount it. Now we just take it for granted. We just take it for 100% granted that, you know, it's everyone else around him. Can he get the help? Because he's just going to be Patrick Mahomes. But he can also do the old Mahomes stuff and win this game. If there's any human being on the field that can make the other team go, here we go again, this weekend, he's the here we go again guy. There's no one else. I mean, what the Commanders will go, oh, here we go again with Saquon, or the Eagles will go, here we go again with Jaden Daniels. There's no history between those. There's a why not us team, and then there's a team of destiny, and then there's a team of history, and the one who's got the here we go again stuff is Mahomes. But I'm putting Josh Allen, too. He's got to just be the Josh Allen that lets the game come to him, that just steamrolls people inside the five, that extends the play, that doesn't miss. We need to see the Josh Allen of the team that has the fewest giveaways in the NFL this year. We've got to see the mistake-free Allen. We've got to see the fully under control Allen. We've got to see the Mandalorian quarterback Allen, where he can pull out any of his weapons and take care of business. And that's number two. And then number one is the number one difference maker in the NFL this year. Jaden Daniels. Amazing that a rookie is atop the list of difference makers, but if he just keeps doing what he's been doing, he will send the Eagles home, and he will be the first rookie quarterback in history of the Super Bowl. And I didn't stutter. That's my power rankings list.
Do you think we need one more?
Yes, it's a rarity.
All right, we'll get one more.
I'll give you one more. Wow. Just for fun.
Blown away. One more.
Yep, I know. We don't want to do this. I know. Here we go. One more difference maker. Jim Murphy, the author of Inner Excellence. What's A.J. Brown reading? Because, you know, this is my way of saying A.J. Brown isn't a... can you believe I don't have A.J. Brown even in the top three difference makers of the Eagles? But he can be. What if he goes up top? What if they connect? What if he's whatever he read in Jim Murphy's passages to get him focused? And get him out there on the field.
He's got three catches for 24 yards.
I got it. Find the inner excellence, or anybody else that's out there as a difference maker, to find their inner excellence and say, I'm going to do it. I did have Matt Milano on this list, but I'm like, if I'm going to put somebody in the middle of the defense, I got to put Bobby Wagner first. But that's my power rankings for championship game weekend in terms of difference makers. Here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Don't you dare go anywhere. Let's get a sports update on the Infinity Sports Network from Andrew Bogish. In the NFL, as we all know, there is no margin for error. One single mistake can change the outcome of a game or even, yeah, a career. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Putting it all together, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL is Sleep Number, whose mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And you can have it too. I know all about it. I've been around Sleep Number since 2015. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. We can set the mattress firmness on each side of the bed to the way that we want and get a great night's sleep. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose, again, your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the lowest price of the season on the top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Limited time. Shop a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. True or false, the original I'll be back line in the Terminator was written as I'll come back, and you had to convince James Cameron to change it.
Wrong.
Okay.
So Jim Cameron wrote I'll be back, and I said to him, I said, I don't like the way I sound when I say I'll be back. I didn't quite understand the L thing.
Okay.
Being German speaking. And he said, well, just say the way it says, I'll be back. And I said, well, I'd rather say, I will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds more machine-like. And he says, all right. He says, but I mean, are you the writer or am I the writer of the script? And he says, well, you're the writer. And he says, well, then don't tell me how to write. He says, I don't tell you how to act. He says, so let's just keep that going like that. He says, and just let's do 10 takes if I'll be back. And you pick the one that you like. And that's the one that we do. And that's the one that we keep in the movie. And that's exactly what we did. But the interesting thing about it was, no matter how much we argued about this, which we had daily kind of talks like that, it was a line that no one thought would be ever repeated again.
Really?
Because no one thought this is going to be one of those lines that people will repeat. And so when the movie came out, I remember I was in New York, and a guy came up to me after the screening and says, Oh, Arnold, Arnold, I'm a big fan of yours. I love your bodybuilding career. He says, can you repeat the line, I'll be back? And I said, I'll be back. And he says, no, 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 the way you say it in the movie. And then I said, I'll be back. He says, yeah, 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 yeah. Says, oh, my God. And he ran off. I mean, like a crazy guy, right? And then it happened again and again and the next day again. And all of a sudden, I said to myself, wow, this is kind of weird. So I called Jim Cameron. I said, this I'll be back line. I said, I think he was so right. I said, because it wouldn't have been that cool if I would have said, I will be back, right? And he said, no, I told it would work. And he says, yeah, but it's going to be the most repeated line, I think, in history. And then it has become really one of the most repeated lines.
Yeah. And then just, and who knew that you were drilling down on what's the right thing to say, what's not, and that you were handling the most, one of the most famous lines in the history of movies. Unbelievable. I miss Arnold. We got to get him back here, man. One of our favorite guests
Let's
of all
go.
Time.
Bring the donkey next
And again,
time.
You know, he shows up.
Donkey!
In his California governor zip up.
A custom jacket that he said Correct. That he would have made.
Well, I mean, if you're governor of California, wouldn't you make a custom jacket?
Yeah.
I'm not governor of nothing, and I make custom T-shirts.
Nice. Right.
So imagine if I really had
When he
some.
Said he auctions them off afterwards.
T.J. Jefferson with a new nickname, governor of nothing. He's the governor of nothing.
You know what I mean?
So, by the way, I love
Rich,
it.
I'm going to say that. The I'm camera the was on Chris right there. I made you laugh so hard right
yeah,
now.
I
no
liked
one
it.
Saw that. Just
yeah, yeah, that was one of those. I didn't see that. I didn't see that punch coming. But he showed up and he saw our regular guest chair, mm-hmm. into which we're very pleased. Over 10 plus years, very famous people.
People
have
seem
sat,
to like that. Yeah.
Right. Jerry Seinfeld thought it was too low.
Mm-hmm.
And or my desk was too high. And by the way, he might be right on both. Arnold called it a baby chair.
Baby chair.
And then grabs Brockman's chair and personally guided it over. Look at him. This actually happened.
Wheeled it over.
That
he
actually
just
happened.
Took your chair.
And then sat down.
Unbelievable.
Great segment. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, on the Roku Sports Channel. Hey, guys.
Hey, Rich.
And gents and ladies. The X Games Aspen is here, and you can stream live action from the world's premier ski and snowboard athletes for free on Roku Sports Channel today through Saturday. Just search for X Games Aspen on your Roku device or TV on the Roku app or the RokuChannel.com. And if you can't get enough action, visit the X Games Zone for highlights, clips, and more. Man, this TV thing, it's crazy how long... I've now promoted the X Games on ESPN, ESPN2, The Deuce, an unfortunate nickname, by the way, back in the day.
No way. The Deuce was great. Everyone knew what you were talking about.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And now here I am promoting the X Games on the Roku channel, streaming it, cable, like back in the day, basic cable. And then I think I might have done a promo for it years ago saying, call your local cable operator to get ESPN2
to sure
if you already don't have it.
Oh, for sure. I still call it the Deuce.
Yeah.
You've been in this game for years, man.
The Deuce.
I've been around these streets.
I'm telling you.
These basic cable and now streaming streets. I've been at it.
I was a sophomore in high school when you started on ESPN.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sophomore in high school.
I had somebody come up to me last night talking to me about SportsCenter.
I saw you.
So I was there. By the way, Chris and I, was that your first?
That was my first.
We went into a dome for the first time.
That's cool.
We didn't see it together. I saw it with Cooper.
Together. That's nice.
We went with our respective children.
Yeah,
TJ,
gotcha.
Okay. And you know, Cage's. It's kind of funny. Cage's dad is a dinosaur who will not cough up information like his.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah. I was not loving
or
that.
Or his email.
Like no, I hated it.
You know, but Cooper's dad has no problem.
Well, you realize they already got all your stuff.
Cooper
anyway.
it was his second trip to the Intuit Dome. Mm-hmm. Or is it Intuit Dome? Is it like Sky Dome or is it
Intuit?
Intuit.
But it's not the Intuit Dome as well.
Oh, no.
Not like the Ohio.
Okay.
No.
Okay. It was his second trip to Intuit Dome. He went with his cousin Jack, who you guys know because you hit him up for deals on sneakers.
That's right. Correct.
For Shoe Kicks. Yeah. Everybody
Shout
check
out
Shoe
Schuster.
Kicks. Yeah. Anyway, so they went together. So Cooper, on the way there, is like, Dad, can you send me my ticket so I can have it on my phone? Because he already has the app. You get an app.
Yep.
You put all the information in it. And so I walk in, and there's somebody at the front of the Intuit Dome as you're walking in. Have a good game, Cooper. Enjoy the game, Rich. Like they say, because they can see as you're walking in, your face is recognized. It shows up on their device.
Isn't that freaky?
That's super creepy, man.
Hey, it's 21st century.
It's really super creepy.
You refuse.
I refuse. So
he
starts
complaining on text.
I was
like,
so mad.
It's tough getting in here. It's like, well, if you do what they tell you to do.
No, that's the whole point.
It's actually the 21st century. It's not just easy. It's convenient. And it's great.
Because I remember, you know, I think I was one of the first ones out of us to go there. And I'm very hesitant. I was like, yes. I don't want to do this.
Didn't like
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah. And then I just was like, all right,
Mike,
man.
Mike, tell him, man?
You didn't even witness protection? Like, you can't go in the thing?
Well, that's the thing, Mike. That's
what I can't go in. I can't go.
When I was sitting there arguing with myself, I was like, dude, they have all your information anyway.
And I don't need strangers welcoming me a place with my name, and I've never seen them before or been here before.
Oh, it's a human?
But
if you also,
but hold on a second. So
that happens to you all the time.
You did not provide your credit card information to the app?
Because
if you do that, then you just walk into any spot, and they can check you out.
Rich, I never took my phone out of my pocket.
And they know what you're buying, and you just walk in, you take it, and you walk out.
That's weird. That is not normal.
So it's the new normal.
It happens in airports.
Yeah, at LAX.
I don't do it there either.
Oh, you're crazy. I put my card in. I walk in, get my stuff.
So did you, just so I understand, when you went and you parked, did you park your dinosaur and slide off the back of it?
Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, with your son?
I can't believe you're calling me old.
I am. 100%. Like, this is the
Rich Brockman's Meet the Brockman's.
And it was like, you log in and it's like every person must have a ticket on their phone. And I'm like, my kid is 4. No phone.
I hate
he, the, how
no,
does
but,
he?
No, but what you do is.
I know, they gave you a wristband.
No, yeah. Well, no, when you. Because
I didn't like either.
When you put it in your phone, you say, I have a ticket for a dependent.
Didn't know how to do that.
Oh, that's because you didn't take the time to do it.
Nope. I can't be bothered. Here's what I want. You know what I want when I go to a game? I want a ticket that I can put in my hand and put in my pocket. And then when I get home,
Brockman.
I can put it on my bulletin board.
Brockman, here.
Okay. You know what I mean?
You realize we're in the year of our Lord 2025 right now. None of this
Brockman
stuff.
Brockman wants a ticket.
It's all gone, bro. Everything we know is gone.
I'm wondering how many people out there who are listening to us have this conversation or watching us have this conversation are like, I wish we had an arena in our town that
had toilets everywhere.
No, that could toilets. Do this. That could do this. You give this information, you stroll right in, you stroll out. Like, you don't, it's all touchless, it's cashless, and it's done.
SoFi's easy,
you know,
too.
Or they're like you, which is like, I don't want to give my personal information. And my response to you is, the number of times you've probably given your personal information to other places, it's out there.
It's out there.
That's what I'm saying.
What is Steve Ballmer doing with my face?
Building more toilets.
Welcoming you, having somebody to welcome you straight into the arena.
Look, after 20 plus years of being a Clipper fan and going through all that crap that I went through, I deserve to have them call me by name when I walk
in. And here's the other thing. Yesterday was the Kobe 81 point anniversary, right?
Yes.
What if like Tatum or if Kawhi, if he had played, what if they had scored 80 last night? Where's the proof that I was at the game with the ticket?
Interesting.
Where's the memorabilia aspect to this new,
by a program.
New digital think, world that we live in?
By I don't a program think even for,
I don't think the Super Bowl gives out paper tickets anymore. I don't think
that's
anybody
insane.
Does.
That's insane.
But I just don't think anybody does.
No. They have commemoratives you can get.
Well,
they're
commemoratives.
You actually don't physically
You
use.
Take a picture. I don't know. And if you put it on the Intuit Dome app, it might show up on the big screen.
Here's the deal.
By the way, you could
might be unpopular.
You could vote on things.
Trivia
questions. You're playing like...
Our
it's
world
like a
is not
it's
better
Kahoot.
And easier with all this newfangled technology.
You know
it's not better.
Is?
It is not easier.
It is better and easier. Though.
Do you know what a Kahoot is?
No.
Okay.
I didn't like it. Staples Center is better. That's
in
my hot take.
Day.
Oh, no. Come on, man.
It's a crip.
That's my hot take.
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Of course.
It was great. Especially, you know, the result. It was a tight game. And, you know, you're voting on. They would show couples on the screen. You had to vote whether they were friends or coworkers or married.
Yeah, right there at your seat.
Yeah. And everyone's voting.
Did you charge your phone when you were there?
No, you could do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
You can charge your phone right at your seat, bro.
By the way, you left because, again, you know, it tip off was 7:30.
Yeah, late start.
The Clippers.
We always start at 7:30.
The Clippers almost pulled it off, which is great. You know, but here are the defending champs who are without Jrue Holiday and without Porzingis and without Al Horford because they're playing again tonight. And Al Horford cannot play back-to-back games. They basically should just wheel him in a wheelchair, you know.
Hold on a second. He plays a hell of a lot more than Kawhi.
No question about it. No doubt about it.
Like James Harden? What is his deal? Why didn't he play last night?
We're driving the game, and Cooper's like, yeah, Dad, no Kawhi. I'm like, yeah, I know that the night before. And then no Harden, no Zubac, no Norm Powell, Nick Batum. Guys. And I'm like, what? They sat 82 points per game last night.
Insane.
And still barely lost.
Which, by the way, it was an entertaining night. It's the NBA, and the arena is great. I really enjoyed it. We'll definitely go back. But come on, man. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Stars don't play on January 22nd.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you think Kawhi Leonard, who has done everything there is to do in basketball, who has pushed his body to lengths that none of us can fully understand, do you think that he's really just sitting there going, you know what? Not going to play basketball.
We don't know because he doesn't speak.
But it's not just that, though. It's somebody going, well, it's probably because they're playing tonight against the Wizards. I don't know, is he playing tonight or not? They got a game against the Bucks on Saturday.
Well, he's on your fantasy team. But
it's just like somebody's like, we could give him 3 nights off in a row as opposed to just 2 and then rest him for another 2. And then there are people who show up to the arena and it's just like, really? This is what I'm seeing? But it all worked out for a very entertaining game. Went to overtime. And by the way, there were a ton of mass holes there last night. A lot of Red Sox gear. Cooper was psyched to see somebody wearing a Drake May jersey.
Yep.
You know, to the point where Sean McVay, they put him on. Were you there for that story?
I saw McVay.
He got booed.
Really?
Yes. They put him up on that Oculus thing in the middle. And he gets booed because of all the mass holes in there.
Well, it was a thin crowd anyway, but it was 90% Boston fans.
Here's how that works, too. Normally, like when Clippers played at Staples, anytime a Ram would show up, they'd get cheered. But like...
No, I get it.
Like,
listen,
the Chargers get booed. Like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like Chargers, Clippers.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Rams, Lakers.
Oh, so it's a Clipper town just like it's a Mets town across the country. I got it.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business. And now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at like Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.